name?
Charles Wilson.
Do you have a middle name?
No.
No? Family born?
September 11th, 1911.
Were you born here?
Yeah, I was born somewhere around here, either at the hospital or over across Benson's
there. Was there a hospital there?
There was down at the, where the hospital is now, the old one. You can see the old hospital, you can see.
Oh, yeah. There's pictures. Doesn't matter, like, we'll figure it out later, too. Have you lived here all your life, this place?
Yes.
Did you build this place?
Yeah, Patsy finished it up, like, you know.
Ron?
No, Charlie Patsy.
Oh, yeah.
A good partner.
Where did you live when you were small?
I was bounced all over the place.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. When I was 9 years old, I went up to Burns's mill. Milked 4 cows twice a day.
Mm-hmm.
Until I was 18, when I was on my own, I went up and started work.
So you stayed in Burns?
Mm-hmm.
What else did you do in Burns Lake?
Burns's ranch.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, haying and so forth.
Much money to make?
Nothing. One day is 50 cents, $15 a month in the winter time and $40 in the summer time.
Was that good or was it?
Well, enough to buy my working clothes.
Mm-hmm.
One day everything was cheap. Overall, $1.75.
Do you have any relatives right now, or who are your relatives?
Bud Mathers is the only one, cousin or something.
Oh, yeah. Wondering where you got your water, like, how was your house before? Was it wood? Did you have running water?
Right now?
Yeah.
Yes, I connect up with the main water line, which goes through right here, down in Old Town.
How did you get your water before then?
I used to pack it from Two Mile Creek.
Over there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about lighting before electricity?
We used it was a standing light lamp.
Mm-hmm.
It was old-fashioned in days, you know.
Expensive oil?
Oh, just coal oil, little coal oil.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you had them days.
Where did you get your coal oil?
Any place, no town. Get a gallon, I just forget how much it was. You make coal oil any place.
Mm-hmm.
Not like it is nowadays.
What did your parents do?
My mother died in 1918. I remember well. I was 7.5 years old. Flu. My daddy worked a little bit here and there at the time. Mostly pole making and tie making one day. Wasn't too much of anything.
How did he what was that work like? Can you describe what he did?
My dad?
Yeah. How would you go about pole making work?
Well, he's a miner. He's a handyman. That's when I was small, I didn't know too much about it.
Was that for the railroad? Those ties and poles that he made?
Well, the ties is for everything, I guess. Telegraph poles and poles like they have nowadays. What was the other now?
Do you remember the telegraph trail?
Oh yes, I've been up and down that trail right up to Southern Cab.
Oh, yeah.
1939, my last trip up in there.
Did you look after the cabins, or?
No, we were trapping. I used to go with old James May and my aunt Emma. And I used to go up to this other place too, on the skiing, Walter Sturt, 1935, and the last time I was in there with him. I made about 3 trips in there.
What else would you be doing on the telegraph trail?
Let's see, I used to go to I used to go up with my groundhog. You leave the, you turn off of Blackwater, you leave the telegraph trail. It's only 11 miles a drive from there to the summit, like, that's the, what do you call it?
Groundhog was the name of the summit?
Yeah, Groundhog. And I used to go to Lafayette when I was up at Burns's then. He had a pack train, he used to take the horse in Lafayette.
Who would run the pack train?
Well, there was old people, you know, like old Simon Gunnett and Peter Ham Adam and old Dave Riggins. Did you remember them?
I was just wondering if you could tell us some stories about these other people too, like Dave Riggins or Simon Gunnett.
Simon Gunnett, he was out loud for 13 years before that, you see. And Dave Riggins, he's a packer. And he stayed up at Burmese and looked after the cattle in the wintertime and feed them out on Burmese ranch out in the pasture. Like, they have a big hay stack there. That's where they enter the cattle, horses and cattle in the wintertime.
Do you know any particular stories about these two people? Like, what could you say about Simon Gunnett? Like, I know he was in, I know the story and all that.
I've heard stories about him, you know. As he was outlawed for 13 years, that I don't know what year that was. That's a way back.
That's a long time ago, yeah.
Served his time, I guess, all that time he was.
What kind of person was Dave Riggins? I heard he was a black person.
He's a colored. He's, I don't know what nationality he is. He come from, he used to talk about, what do you call it now? The Kootenays.
Oh, down south?
Yeah. He wasn't actually pure colored. He was some kind of a breed. You know?
Was he a big man? Was he a big man?
No, he wasn't any bigger than I am, but 5'8". No, he wasn't, but he was kind of stout. He dropped up here at Four Mile Bridge. at the 4 Mile Bridge out here.
Mm-hmm.
When he's walking out, you're staying someplace up somewhere. And he dropped dead there. I forget what year it was. I
was he old or?
Yes, he's pretty old.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see.
When we were on the Telegraph Trail, did you go hunting and fishing?
Well, let's see, up there is, you know, when I was up in the Telegraph Trail, I was going out with the hunters, you see, and I was kind of funky. I could put up the tents and make a table, and I had a rolling tablecloth with laths on it. No time we have it up.
I was wondering if Wiggins ever said anything about Cataline.
Well, yes, he mentioned old Cataline lots of times.
Did you meet Cataline?
Pardon?
Did you meet him?
I saw him quite a few times. I was pretty young at the time.
Mm-hmm. Did you talk to him?
Well, I guess I did, but I was pretty young, just a kid.
You were probably just curious, eh?
Mm-hmm. You know, kids are.
Yeah, he's buried in our graveyard too.
Down here?
Cataline, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't tell you what year when he died. A long time, I was just still small.
Mm-hmm.
He used to go on the cane, big old coat and a tan, right?
Mm-hmm. Fancy. His big old hat, yeah.
Long, fancy tan.
You mentioned you worked on Burns Farm. Is that George Burns?
Yeah, George Burns.
George Burns, he knew Cataline well too, I think.
Oh, yes, he was. I don't know whether he worked for Burns or Burns worked for him. But he used to have a pack train too, I think, old Cataline.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's how Burns took over and held a pack train. He used to pack supplies into the telegraph trail, distribute. In cabins, you know, every fall, during the summer, in June, and July.
Yes, George Burns bought his pack train up Cataline.
Yeah.
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 That's how Wiggins ended up here too, eh?
Yeah.
He was with Cataline.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How long was the telegraph line in operation?
Oh, a long time, as long as I can remember, and I forget what year it was when they shut down.
Hmm.
I know they were still growing. My memory's poor. Yeah, it was in operation until they shut it down, you know, when they got the different operation.
Why was 2 Mile set up? How come everybody settled in 2 Mile here?
Well, it's just like old town, I guess, wasn't too much at the time. And we settled in 2 Mile. We just had good cabins here and there.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas here on this flat, there was nothing to do.
Was there any stores or any big buildings here?
No, but there was I remember seeing it, the picture of the saddle horse standing outside, the bridle lines are on the ground, and I saw the picture inside the little cabin. We had a counter in there, and this guy standing there drinking rum. You can buy rum for $1.50 a bottle.
Mm-hmm.
One days.
Oh, a saloon?
Saloon, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And that's how that murder went from there over to Ice Arena.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere this side of the Ice Arena along that road.
Oh, it happened on the road?
Yeah, that's where old Alfred Chinas used to show me. Where this, what was his name, Al McIntosh?
Mm-hmm.
That's where he got shot, Simon Leonard shot him.
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess Simon went out and got his gun at Unlaw. And we rode a horse this evening. And so he come back in, and I guess that's where he met him down there, and shot him, and turned around, and he come to in-law, down that hill where the groves are.
Mm-hmm.
And he met another guy, and this guy said something. He didn't know anything about this murder. This same, he turned around and shot him, too. Then he pulled out of the wilderness.
Mm-hmm.
He was outlawed for 13 years.
Until he gave himself up?
Well, I didn't think he'd give himself up. He come out on his own, I think. And he served his time pretty well. He used to go out where these guys were searching for him.
He used to follow them?
Yeah, he used to go right in the tent and take the ammunition with him. That's another baby. He stayed on.
So he was just playing with them, eh?
Mm-hmm. Bad.
Yeah, they said they had some stories about him warming up by their fire.
Yeah, that's possible. I mean, I've heard lots of things about it. Mm-hmm. He'd go to the tents and go through stuff, take some ammunition. Behave yourself.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember the people that were on the...
course, right?
Yeah, that were looking for Simon.
No, this is a long time.
There's one guy down Hazleton still. Green, not green. Jesus, your name is
he? Really?
Yeah. He was a scout for the police.
Green, is it?
I don't think it'd be green.
Well, these are two young.
That.
That's Rushford County, yeah.
You know. Moore?
Johnny Moore?
Yeah, Johnny Moore.
Yeah, he's, that's more like it. Right? He's pretty young.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. His hearing's a bit bad, so we can't really talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
He's been sick.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just trying to figure out if anybody else had any others knew some background about the story.
I couldn't say. I mean, they're all running now.
You went out with Simon Gunnemoot after that happened, though, eh? You went out to check the telegraph line?
Well, like a hunting trip. Oh, yes, just lately, you know. I was 18 when I left Rangers.
About how old was
Well, I was 14, 15, 16 when I made three trips up in Groundhog with the hunters.
Groundhog Summit?
Yeah. It's only 11 miles from Blackwell. You take off, leave the telegraph trail, and branch off.
Where is Blackwater?
It's just beyond Fifth Cabin.
Mm-hmm.
Was the hunting good on the groundhog?
Oh yeah, there's caribou and goats and wild sheep, bears, grizzly.
You said you worked for George Burns. What kind of person was he?
Well, he was nice. Well, I know the state there, you see. He helped out. I was able to milk cows, four cows, twice a day. Sometimes I have to go out and hustle them out in the bush, have a horse. Sometimes it'd be 2 days before I find one.
Whereabouts? Like, where did you work for Burns at?
Right up at Marty Allen's there now.
Marty Allen's?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. We used to have a log house out from Marty Allen's there, right on the bank.
Uh-huh.
And I had a little cabin where I stayed, right next to it. I used to churn the butter and look after the chickens, pigs. And
did he have any stories about Catalina, or even did he have his own stories about what he used to do?
Burns?
Yeah.
He never used to, you know, sit down and talk to me or anything, just
quiet.
Quiet, and, you know, busy all the time.
Did Wiggins have any good stories about Catalan?
Well, he used to tell me stories, but, you know, that's a long time. Like, my mom is poor, I can't remember too good.
How did you get out to Burns' place? How did you get out there? Did you, where were you living before you went out there?
Well, I was up with, like I said, I was left here and there when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
I was down to Metal Castle Home School for a while. I was, that's when my mother died in 1918. And my sister, she was 2 years younger than I am. She was only 5 and she was in the pen, free pen.
In Metlakatla?
Yeah, you know, out from way out beyond Port Simpson.
In the reform school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a little bit of it. Now, I saw the Kaiser parade there too.
Kaiser?
Kaiser had him on a big bracket, a square bracket, and hanging on. Saw him in the parade.
Did you go to school yourself?
Yeah, I was pretty small. I didn't learn too much.
Did you get into any trouble that you might find funny today?
What would you mean?
Like, something that you might find funny. When you look back on your life and you find something that you did when you were small that was pretty funny.
No, I was never up to mischief. That's right, I was pretty quiet when I was young.
Shy?
Yeah.
How would you describe yourself now?
Good for nothing.
Of course, that's a joke.
Well, I was to be all over the place, you know, build cabin, sawmill, farm.
Everybody was pretty well busy back then, eh?
Mm-hmm. Yes, so talk about timber, you know, lots of poles, bow making, tie making. I used to buck ties for Frank Harris.
Frank Harris?
Mm-hmm.
Whereabouts?
Up beyond Robertson Lake. Silver Cup.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What other jobs did you do?
Oh, I don't know if I could do anything. Home making. I never tried ties. Just booked for Frank Harris. I used to stay with him, my aunt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was wondering if you, went on a pack train with Burns, too?
Well, that's where I went when taking out the hunters in the fall, but not during the summer when they're distributing the grub up to the...
Oh, to the cabins?
Trail. So. Yeah, it takes them about July, August,
mm-hmm.
to put there and back, eighth cabin.
Remember the steamboats that went up the river?
No, that was before my time. Like, mm-hmm. Well, Austin Matthews used to tell me.
Did he have any good stories? Austin.
Well, he used to tell me they cut cordwood, you know, to fire up the boat. And they'd anchor it here and there and ease it down.
Did he tell you how long it took to come up the river?
I just forget now.
It must have been pretty hard, eh?
Yeah. It's right on there when the dock winches. To go, how many? 6 months?
Oh, no. 6 months?
I'm pretty sure it's on that little river now. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Was there still a ferry across from Hazleton to Kittlingham?
Well, that ferry was just taken out recently. The ferry down Hazleton.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was running in 39. Taken out around 40 something.
Did you go to Hagelgut often?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, I used to go to school over there.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. I used to stay over, you know, Aldi Stark had his house there. Over here.
Aldi Stark?
Oh, yeah, now
we're where Stevens lived there.
Mm-hmm.
I used to stay there, and I used to go up and across the bridge and go to school, and have soup for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
I went to school there for quite a while.
Did you know the teacher?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who you went to school with? Anybody you know?
Yes. Oh, Johnny Mack, he's in Morristown.
Oh, yeah.
And George's.
The George's?
George and Sylvester George. And some of his sisters, I guess they're all dead now.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
What kind of bridge was it across there when you went to school?
This, where this bridge is?
Mm-hmm. What kind was it?
It was that narrow. They put in this bridge and then they tore the other one down.
The Indian bridge or the suspension?
Suspension.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that Indian bridge collapsed long down.
Yeah.
It wasn't up from there. It was okay.
Where was your school?
Whereabouts?
Let's see, now you're going to the first turn off. When you get the first turn off at Hagelgut,
mm-hmm.
into the left.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going away, then you turn left straight in this way. There's a big log building there. Some close by John George's.
Whereabouts is that from the big church on the hill?
Well, it's straight below and this way. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So the bridge would be here. That's the bridge, and there's the highway.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the old church straight across.
Yeah.
And then it would be that way.
Yeah, it's somewhere below.
Oh, over here.
Pretty right below the
is it,
church.
Would it be right beside the road now, or the bridge? Or is it on the other side?
At the bridge?
Oh, no. Where was your school?
The school was right along that road. Same old road goes in there.
Where was that?
It was off on the side there a little bit.
Oh, yeah, so it'd be right
towards the church.
In between the church and the bridge?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. About how big was this log house?
Well, pretty good size. Pretty hard to describe the size. It was pretty big, you know, a bunch of kids going to school.
Did you go down to the river?
Down the canyon?
Yeah.
Not too much when I was a kid.
Did they have the smokehouses there?
Oh, yes. Well, I stayed on this side for some time with my aunt and Johnny Patsy. I used to beat the telegraph line, you know, from here to Morristown.
Mm-hmm.
We used to camp in and Abraham Wilson, Hagelgut. And then we used to go down across the ferry and go down along the river towards Kittlingham.
Mm-hmm.
Check the telegraph line.
Well, who were you working for when you checked the telegraph line?
Well, I remember Patsy, Johnny Patsy,
mm-hmm.
my aunt's husband. Yes, you stay down. Shouldn't be shouting.
Yes, okay. When you were growing up, what would be one of your fondest memories? What do you remember offhand? Do you remember any funny stories at school?
No, we never used to talk about anything.
Did they still have a sports day on July the 1st, where they played baseball down in Old Town?
July the 1st? Well, you see, at that time, I was up at Bunny's Ranch, you see, most of the time. I went up there when I was 9 years old, and I stayed there till I was 18, and I took off.
Where did you go?
Well, I went out in the bush and helped following poles. It's a 17-mile in quite a ways. Stayed out in camp with me. No, Johnny Davidson.
Johnny Davidson.
Johnny Davidson. I think he's a fisherman.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny Davidson. Dave. His brother's too, but I think one drowned.
So you didn't play baseball?
No, not till after I left Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was only 18.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have much time Monday to play ball.
What kind of sports did the kids play in the winter time? Did they skate on the river?
Well, I wasn't around here all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I was up Tuckwood, 7 miles out of Tuckwood for quite a while. And I left there at 9, I guess, and transferred me up to Bangus, and that's why I stayed till I was 18, and then I took off on my own because I was old enough to handle myself. I got set up.
Did you remember a lot of the buildings and stores that were in Old Town?
Yes, I know where the sergeant's old store used to be, like near the middle of Inlander.
Mm-hmm.
You go right straight through, and the store is right where the bank is now.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, be right behind the bank, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can be right at the bank.
Mm-hmm.
Where the parking spots is now.
Was there a building where Sam's is now?
Sunrise Cafe. I think it would be...
Sunrise Cafe.
Yeah, B.C. Jimmy's son runs it now. Do you remember B.C. Jimmy?
Oh, yes. Is he dead now?
Yeah.
Yeah, his son, just before he left. I was talking to him, he said he was 16 years in Hazleton. And he was only 20 when he came here.
Mm-hmm.
Never saw him after that, and I heard he was dead.
Was the bay still along the river, or was it moved up higher?
Yeah, the bay was still down right on the riverbank.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What about the RCMP building?
Let's see, they used to have it up, you know, behind the... what's his name? Right... Alice Maitland's building behind it, between... I think it's between Maitland and... Alice Maitland and Smith.
Was that Dawson's store?
Yeah. That's that one now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that used to be, that's where the hotel had burnt down, Dawson's.
Do you remember the big fight that happened after that burnt down?
No, I let's see, where in the heck was I that time when Dawson's burnt down? I don't think I was in Hazelton because I didn't see the place after it burnt down.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember C.B. Smith?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
What kind of person was he?
Oh, he was tall, nice man. He used to, that's how that road is down that hill. He dug that out himself with a wheelbarrow so he'd get more customers.
Did he speak the native language?
Well, I think he didn't understand a few, like you. I think he used to say Amalaha. Good day. I'll tell you who can talk. Dick Sargent. Yes. He can talk Chinook, he can talk Hagelit, anything.
He's a smart guy.
God, I was surprised. I used to stand there and listen to him.
Did he have any stories to tell you? He must have.
Who was that?
Sergeant.
Well, Dick, I never talked to him too much.
What did he say to you? That's why you were surprised that he could speak Indian.
I used to walk into the store and some people walk in there and he'd just talk with you.
What happened to the costumes of the native people? They said C.B. Smith bought the costumes from the natives.
Yeah, it could have, you know. I was pretty young in those days. I couldn't tell you too much about that.
Where is the community hall? Was it by where Bermas is now?
No. There was nothing there to the sergeant. Had his store right where the bank is now. We had a big warehouse out where Bermas is now.
Where would you go to dances? Did you go to dances?
Yes, I used to go. I was just a kid, so I used to go and watch.
Like, how old were you?
Oh, heck yeah. Not too old. Maybe about 10, something like that. And one day they dress up nice, you know, long dresses, and you have to hold the dress up when you walk in. Well dressed.
What kind of music did they listen to?
Well, they have accordion. What's his name? Ernest Harris? He was a conductor.
For Wildwood? For Wildwood? Is it Wildwood Orchestra that's playing?
I don't think they have a name in there.
So did you go to dances when you were older, teenager or something?
Yes, it's just lately after Kippenmeyer's house built.
Did you pick up any girls?
Well, actually.
Do you know their names?
Well, what's her name? Mrs. McKenzie Murray?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's before she was married, you know. That's over 50 years ago.
Do you remember the Cunningham store?
Down way down by the riverbank.
Yeah.
Yes, and there used to be a hotel there too.
Hotel Caledonia?
I couldn't tell you the name of it.
Was the post office down there?
I couldn't say. Could have been.
Mm-hmm. What about a jewelry store?
Jewelry?
Yeah.
I can't remember. Well, like I say, I don't stay in Hazleton all the time. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Where was the bank?
That's where the, boat.
Oh, the library?
Yeah, the library. Mm-hmm. That's where the bank was. It burned down in 1955 or something.
Mm-hmm.
It was a hotel then.
Mm-hmm. Where was the Hazleton Hotel?
Oh, that's the one.
Yeah, that's the one. Mm-hmm. And Almanico Hotel?
Almanico Hotel, that's the one where I was making stories now.
That was after Dawson, eh?
Yeah, after Dawson.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, by the way, it's right down by... What's the used to have a skating rink down there? Where down Blackstocks?
Old Blackstocks.
Yeah. That's where the Almanico Hotel used to be. This side of Blackstock. So.
What kind of liquor was, was there any beer or?
I couldn't tell you, I was never in there when I was too young. I was just a young kid then.
What about dandelion wine?
I don't think anybody made any of them days.
Is that right?
Hmm.
Hmm. Do you know how to make it?
No.
No?
No. Never cared for anything like that. I just stay away from it. I've tasted dandelion wine.
How does it taste?
Hmm.
Does it taste good or bad?
Oh, it tastes good. Gets you drunk too.
And they didn't drink that at dances?
No, there was nothing much drinking.
Just a little, eh?
Yeah. Mm. No, there wasn't too much drinking in them days. Mostly just dancing.
Mm-hmm. Was it hard to get up and ask a girl to dance, or was it easy?
Well, I wasn't dancing at the time. I was pretty young.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
What doctors were at the hospital?
Dr. Wrench.
Dr. Wrench?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what kind of person was he?
Good.
Yeah?
Yeah, he started with a buggy and horse. Dr. Wrench.
Was his son a doctor too?
Pardon?
His son? Was his son a doctor too?
Yeah, Dr. Leonard.
Mm-hmm.
L.B. Wrench. I think he's dead too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, L.B. Wrench. He's got, I think one of his sons was up when they opened up the new hospital, Harold Wrench. But I didn't go down at the time. I was just waiting.
1930?
Where was the school in Old Town?
Oh, right beside the church. That's the one right at the turning, right? The turning of the church here. The school, old school is right there. That's the old road.
Oh, yeah. That's the Catholic or Anglican name. Yeah?
Anglican.
Mm-hmm.
Was the McKenzie and Jackson General Store there in Old Town?
What was that?
The McKenzie and Jackson General Store.
McKenzie and Jackson?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he was in Jackson. I know William Howell used to have a store, right? You know, right where the Union office is now?
Mm-hmm.
Right on the corner. Right? William Howell. The Harry Stump.
I was just wondering if you knew anything about, anything more about the saloon. I was seeing, was there girls here?
You mean around here in Tumor?
Yeah.
Well, I heard there was chippies here too.
What was that? What? Chippies? Is it like a...
You're on a room, you just go there.
How much?
I couldn't.
Oh, that's good. Because that's...
I know there used to be a big pile of empty bottles there. What's his name asked me some questions over Newtown now. What's his name?
John Reed? No,
it's Gus.
Gus.
Gus. He's a poll inspector.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he was wondering.
Yeah, he was asking me too. And I told him there was a little saloon there. And I seen the picture. Horses standing outside, and this guy was inside, and he had his elbow on the counter and drinking this rum.
Mm-hmm.
You get drunk pretty easy on $1.50.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, probably has rum. Boy, that's good stuff, too.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember anything about Newtown?
The only thing I heard was the time they robbed the bank, the little log cabin. Back
mm-hmm.
in there somewhere, I just don't know where it was. It's quite a ways back from the hotel.
Mm-hmm. Were you ever in Newtown? Back then, did you go to Newtown?
Oh, yeah, I used to go to the hotel there.
Which hotel is that?
Well, Gus Christensen. He used to have that bar down by the railroad where Simpson Shears is now.
Mm-hmm.
He moved that when moved that building.
Mm-hmm.
On the highway when they put the overhead bridge in, we used to go across the track here.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Was there a boardwalk all the way along the tracks? Do you remember?
No, it's just where they cross there. You have a plank.
Mm-hmm.
Just the track in between.
What was that hotel like?
You mean Gus Christensen?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it wasn't much, you know. I just forget, I was out most of the time. I was up at Red Rose when I come down. Then I got a job the same time I come down and went up the next day up to Telco Mine.
Mm-hmm.
I was up there for like 3 years, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Was there any cafes in Newtown by the hotel?
Yes. It's the cafe used to be that building alongside the hotel over there, just side of it. It was Father Christensen's.
Was there a garage in Newtown?
Oh.
Were there cars back then?
I don't know. I just forget.
I was just wondering a little bit more about the saloon and the girls. Oh, not how would it work, but what was the building like too? Was it big or small?
Pretty fair size. I know the saloon was really big.
Oh, yeah.
It's just big enough that you have a counter and walk in, you know, one door, little shelves.
how would you go about asking for a girl? Just say it out.
I guess you just walk in and pay for your...
Yeah. And then you pay the guy downstairs and then go up.
I don't know if they have a stairway.
Or...
I just heard about it.
That was over when you were growing up? They didn't have it?
No, it didn't last long after that.
Not enough money?
I guess so.
Not enough girls?
We ran out of business. Hard to say. Yeah, I used to see a big pile of empty bottles laying over there.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be true to go when the Williams is there someplace. Could have called.
Mm-hmm.
There was no roads all over the place at the time.
Do you remember where the store was in the town?
Yes. Used to be Rockworthy's, I think. Yeah, I don't know. I forget the that building's still up. Yeah, used to be, you know, where that hall was in town.
The old community hall?
Mm-hmm. And go on the next street.
Where Steve Hugh has got his fourplex.
So where Willem lived.
Willem? Yeah.
He turned down that way.
Mm-hmm.
And the building there. That's where the store used to be.
Big store?
Yeah, it's a big building, you know.
That's Willem's old store too, eh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that used to be Willem's too.
Mm-hmm.
I guess he took over after Outworthy.
Mm-hmm. Outworthy? Art? Mm-hmm. Outworthy?
I just read the... That's a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Outworthy. Yes, you know, I wouldn't know too much about this and that, because I was out most of the time, away from town.
Mm-hmm.
Like I say, I was 14, 15, 16, we made 3 trips up the ground hall.
Where are most of the totem poles?
I think they were down all the time, about a Kitten Ash Hall. Well, you know, with the old hall, it used to be right over by the riverbank here.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember seeing the old pole. They moved some up to the foreground. Do you use it on when you're having a smoke room?
No.
Oh. Are you in a hurry?
No.
No? There's a sip of coffee in there.
No, thank you.
You don't drink coffee?
No. No. Which one? Oh, this one?
Yes, that's the one my mother makes too.
Oh, yeah. Eddie, John, Terry, and Sonny, and Ed, Denise.
Is that the insula? Because I wasn't here all the time, being out here and there.
Mm-hmm. Where did you get this pole? Who's Bob Lawson?
Hmm?
Who's Bob Lawson?
Don't you know him? Bob?
Is he the guy that owned that store?
No, Bob is the liberal. That's my wife's sister's husband.
Mm-hmm.
Janet. Bob Lawson is down in Vancouver now.
1959?
Mm-hmm. That's pretty good work,
eh? Yep.
When did they put that bridge up between Old Town and South Town?
Mr. Buckley?
Yeah.
Gee, I couldn't tell you. But I think the one up is not there now.
Mm-hmm.
I think that went out in 1940 or something like that, wasn't it? 1941?
Did it last very long? The bridge?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Also, Ben McKenzie, he didn't know he mentioned the year it went out. My dad was there. He was blasting the whole bunch of logs right up against the pier. Yeah, that was a bad flood. 1936 was a bad one too.
Can you describe the flood?
You see that Sunrise Cafe now?
Mm-hmm.
That was that same building. That used to be a pool room. And what's his name who had that? Down by Lee Chung's laundry, mm-hmm. laundry. That's where it used to be. And she toppled over the bank, just sitting like that.
Lee Chung's place?
Yeah, no.
Just or BC's? Or Sunrise?
OK Cafe.
Yeah, OK Cafe.
Yeah, and then they moved it up where it is now, Sunrise.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so that was just tipping in, so they had mm-hmm. to move it?
Yeah, it was sitting over the bank.
Mm-hmm.
Last year.
Who made that? Did BC Jimmy make that too? Or did somebody else?
Jim Hutter, he was the one who had the pool in there.
Mm-hmm.
He had about two tables in there.
Did you go play pool there too?
Oh yeah, I used to play pool.
Who did you play against? Do you know who you...
No, I don't know.
How many Chinese were in Hazleton?
The best way I can describe it is you see in the early days there was a gold rush up in Jamaica, they called.
Mm-hmm.
And when James Lee, I was out trapping with him up there, back behind Kissigas.
Mm-hmm.
He showed me the Indianica Trail, and that's where they used to haul the stuff in. And the Chinese used to be out there and didn't go. I've seen guys chain one and put nuggets on it.
So that was the last gold grind?
Mm-hmm. Gold rush, they called.
Did you go up to the Sweden?
Hmm?
Did you go up to the Sweden River?
No.
No?
Oh, you mean Sweden?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was cutting roads in there and never allowed them.
Uh-huh.
We camped right out there too.
Did you explore the lakes up there?
I don't know. I don't know too much about that. There is some lakes in there. But on this side, like Stevens Lake, it's in Cranberry. Long Cranberry. Good trout fishing.
Did you use the sell furs too?
Me? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I used to trap some in a bucket of lounge.
Mm-hmm.
Or we have lunch. And Alan Martin come around, set a trap.
How would you set a trap?
They have their single spoon.
Mm.
1.5, and 1. Or you make a little place, you know, under a tree.
Snare?
No, just a trap.
Mm-hmm. How did you get your Essington flag there?
Essington, that was given to us a long time ago.
Did you go down there?
Yeah, I used to fish down there. Quite a bit.
During the flood, did you go down to Vancouver and come up on the boat too, or did you?
Yeah, we went around on the flood in 1936
mm-hmm.
to go fishing. on a train and transferred on a boat to Rupert.
Any good stories about that? Must have, some things that happened.
Well, you know, how the old people used to go down the coast, have their luggage and buy the, put up salt fish. Good, mm-hmm. good fish down there, rich.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember the Kispiaks people camping on Mission? Mission Flats before they took off to Rupert?
Yeah, we used to come direct from the home.
They never camped out?
No. Yeah, they have a truck and load up their stuff and get on the train. And, yeah, I remember going around 936.
Was it a long journey?
Yes.
About how long did it take?
Let's see, 2 or 3 days.
Oh, yeah. To get to Vancouver?
No, to Rupert.
Oh, from down, from up here down there?
Yeah. And transferred from Vancouver to Prince Rupert.
Mm-hmm.
And you have the boats meet you there and you take you to the canyons. But mostly sailboats and
Who would be left in Hazleton after everybody took off? Just young people?
Not too many. Just probably the old people left.
Yeah.
The old people. You work in Canada and come back home, train.
The canneries seem to employ a lot of people from up here.
Oh, yes.
Was logging going on at the same time?
Well, in the winter time, they'd go pole making.
Oh, yeah. In the summertime, he'd go fishing?
Go fishing. Mostly pole making. They have cabins all over the place. Lots of timber them days.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's all...
Good.
Back in the early days, where did the old people live? Did they live on the hill?
Where would the town be situated, like, along in every town?
Well, like the village, you know, they have their houses, and in the summertime, they move up to canyon, you know, they have smoke houses.